USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has passed the annual defense authorization bill that creates a new Space Force branch of the armed services.
Before I came into office, the military endured deep and devastating budget cuts. Our military, quite frankly, was very depleted. As a candidate for president, I promised to reverse these crippling cuts and to ensure our military remains unchallenged and unrivaled anywhere in the world. And right now, there is no one, there is no country that comes even close.
The $738 billion package also involves a 3.1% pay raise for military personnel and would repeal a long-standing offset policy that blocked some Gold Star families from receiving full survivor benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Police banned public gatherings in parts of the Indian capital and other cities for a third day and cut internet services to counter growing protest against a new law that marginalizes Muslims. 14 people have died so far and over 4,000 have been detained. The protesters are angered by a new law that allows Hindus, Christians, and other religious minorities who are in India illegally to become citizens if they can show they were persecuted because of their religion in Bangladesh, Pakistan, or Afghanistan. But this law does not apply to Muslims. Environmentalists and Native Americans can proceed with lawsuits challenging President Donald Trump's approval for the Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada, according to a federal judge in Montana. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris expressed skepticism over government arguments that Trump has unilateral authority to approve the $8 billion pipeline. Thanks for spending your weekend with us. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced that they're now blaming vitamin E acetate for the vast majority of cases in the U.S. outbreak of vaping illnesses. In a related move, authorities are investigating how patients obtain possibly tainted vaping products after they shut down 44 websites advertising the sale of illicit vaping cartridges containing THC. The new medical advice is based on a close look of about 3% of all vaping illness patients who returned to the hospital after discharge and 7 who died after they were discharged from the hospital. The study suggests vaping illnesses can get worse, even deadly, after patients leave the hospital, and doctors should check on patients within 2 days after sending them home. Robert Glenn Jr. Johnson, who won 50 NASCAR Cup Series races as a driver and 132 as an owner, and was also part of the inaugural class inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2010, has died at age 88. A native of North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, Johnson, whose origins were in bootlegging moonshine, was named one of NASCAR's greatest drivers in 1968 after a 14-year career that ended in 1966 and included a win in the 1960 Daytona 500. He was immortalized as the last American hero in an Esquire magazine feature written by Tom Wolfe in 1965 and later in a 1973 movie adaptation starring Jeff Bridges. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.